Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for March 14th, 2025. So yesterday we saw a little reprieve in rates. Is that going to continue? What's on our agenda today is we're going to really take a dive into what the Federal Reserve is going to do next week. They're meeting in 5 days. So what are they expected to do? Well, I'll give you that with 100% certainty. We're going to take a look at the equity markets. Why is this so important to mortgage rates? And I'll tie all this stuff together, but you realize the U.S. stock market lost $5 trillion in value. But the good news here is it looks like Russia might be cooperating with us. And then also over here, Chuck Schumer is saying he's not going to let the government shut down. So that's fantastic news for all of us. So now let's get over to one piece of the puzzle I want to look at is mortgage bonds. So I know this is exciting, but what I want to go through right now is I want to go to an interview. This interview kind of ties all this together. This is actually a former Fed official. He used to run the Dallas Fed. And he's going to give us his take on kind of all this stuff. And it's an intriguing interview. It goes about 7 minutes. I'm only going to play three because that's the main purpose of what we're looking at. But he gives insights on what the Federal Reserve, what he thinks the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting and the whys behind it. And then I'm going to give you my and so forth as we go along. And then when he's done, I'll give you my context on it. And then I'm going to show you what the markets are doing basically on really not much news out today other than consumer confidence. And it fell off a cliff. So let's get over to this interview. I think it's pretty intriguing and you need to know this stuff. When we come back, I'll put it in and make it make sense to you. Then we're going to see market reactions on what the market's doing so far today.
Attention to the Fed next week, what we were just talking about when the central bank meets. Joining us now, Goldman Sachs Vice Chairman Rob Kaplan. He's former Dallas Fed president. If you can hear me, you probably heard Rick, Robert, and I guess I'd pose the same question to you. Do you think conditions have been too tight just in general, whether it's the Fed or not?
I think they had to be tight going into last year because fiscal spending was so historically high as a percentage of GDP. I think the hope going into this year before we get to other policy issues is that if you pull back from extraordinarily high fiscal spending, and you get to more normal deficits, not 7% of GDP, but ultimately 5 or below, that should be disinflationary, and that should give room for the Fed to cut. The fog in all this is that we've got other things going on, which are clouding it. But I think the Fed won't do anything in the March meeting. But I do believe they'll be positioned to assess, whether inflation actually is coming down and balance that also against what's going on with growth. And at the moment, it's a little unclear. And so they'll kick the can to at least May. But it wouldn't surprise me if before we get to the end of the year, the Fed can take some action. But they still have an inflation issue, which will make them more reactive rather than proactive.
Okay, so did you hear what he said? They're going to dive into it a little bit more. This is why I've been complaining about this, and I get a lot of flack from people. They're like, "And the student loan debt is an issue and needs to be addressed, and all this other stuff." I'm like, "Yeah, but don't put it on the taxpayer, okay? Because this is killing us. This is killing the country. A lot of people don't understand how this affects interest rates in general, especially mortgage rates." So that's why I've been an advocate of stopping the government waste of spending. So, you might agree with Doge and not agree with Doge. That's not the point. My point is the government has to be more efficient. So how that is, that's not my job to figure that out. We elect people to do that. So that's the biggest culprit of a lot of things that's going on right now. So we have to pay attention to our fiscal policy. So let's go back to him. He elaborates on this a little bit more, and then he takes a dive also into the immigration things and how all this plays a role in what's happening in our economic environment right now.
Is the inflation issue inflation that's still in the pipeline, or is it the prospect of tariffs that that is causing the inflation? And is it real inflation if it's tariffs, or is it just prices go up while the tariffs are on and they don't stay there forever?
So to your point, there's demand-driven inflation, which I think is some of what we had going into the end of last year, and then there's cost-related. I think the demand-driven inflation, if fiscal spending, in fact, cools, and you also have a drop in labor force growth, which we do. We are sealing off the border. We're deporting people. Labor force growth is going to drop off. Both of those should be, I would think, disinflationary. And yeah, the tariff issue is a cost issue, which in turn may lead to further slowing in the economy. And so I think the Fed might tend to not want to act on cost issues, but sometimes when you see inflation sticky, you don't know why it's sticky. And so they're going to have to just understand better. And right now the policies aren't set yet, which is another reason that they ought to just be patient and let these policies unfold.
Robert, do you think that there's been any shift in the strong dollar?
Now they start talking about the dollar and the other things, and we won't go down that path. So what he was saying is this is one of the biggest culprits that we face right now. And I've been saying that for 2-3 years now. And a lot of people have been saying that, but this has gotten out of control. Okay, so if we can bring this down, our GDP even just stagnant, that'll bring down all the inflation numbers and everything else. That's what you have to understand. So let's go back and conclude what we've seen so far. So mortgage rates yesterday, they eased a little bit. The Federal Reserve is going to meet in 5 days. What are they going to do? Well, if you scroll down here, there's a 97% chance they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything at this meeting. If you look at the probabilities, they're not going to do anything at the May meeting. The first time they're expected to even do something is possibly in June. Well, we'll worry about that a couple months down the road from now. Stock market, like I said, it's losing. But the good thing is it looks like we will get through the spending bill. But look what the market's doing right now. We have green all the way across the board, and we have the VIX coming down quite a bit. So the markets are stabilizing right now, thank goodness. Let's go over to oil, see what it's doing. It's down, it's up, but it's still below $70 a barrel. Remember, this was like $74 a barrel about a month ago. That helps or hurts also on our inflation front. So that's what we're seeing right through there. The bond market's deteriorating as we speak right now. So mortgage rates are jumping. Not sure why. It could be the confidence levels and the things that we got right through here, but these usually aren't really market movers. That we're seeing right through here, Michigan, you know, expectations on inflation and consumer sentiment. This usually isn't a market mover at all. So I'll look in to see why the bonds are deteriorating right now. They're down 16 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to go up, and mortgage rates will probably tick up to 6.82 or 3, based on what the bond reactions are doing so far today. That's not a good trend that we're seeing right now. So that means mortgage rates are going up. How you understand this right through here for the newbies out there is we focus in, well, on this channel, we monitor interest rates because I don't know what's going to go on with your housing market. I would love to be able to say, hey, your market's going to do well. Your market's going to crash. I don't know your market area. I'll put that on you guys. But if you're looking at interest rates and you're looking to finance a house or refinance a house, this is where I come into play, okay? So I can help you manage through this. We're looking for people, or I'm looking to partner with people that really don't know how to do a lot of this stuff. You're trying to buy your first house and you don't know what to do. Where you're looking to refinance, you're like, I know I can save money. I don't know how to do this. Well, that's where I come into play. If you're a savvy investor out there or buyer and you know what you're doing and you're just looking for the lowest rate, you know, please go ahead and do that. We're looking to partner with people that really need our help. So that's what we're looking at. So here we're seeing a deterioration in the bond market. What this means when this price, the price of that bond up there goes down with mortgages, means rates go up. There's a yin yang, kind of an inverse effect. So bond prices go down, rates go up. We love when this goes up. Let's go to a 1 month chart. You're going to probably see this. So we're down here. We went to here. We locked in a ton of people right through here. Now rates are starting to go up a little bit. So pay attention to that part of that. Let's get over the economic calendar. That's it for today. So no other market movers. Let's get over to what the Federal Reserve watches. Here's what they control is the federal funds rate right through there. We got inflation numbers that came in this week that were fantastic. We got the unemployment numbers that came in this time. They were up just a little tick, but we're focusing in on now on GDP. That'll be out soon. So we'll focus in on see how that comes in. So without further ado, I'm going to see rates on the short term. They're going to be right in this range, 6.75 to 6.875. That's where they're going to stay in the short term. You're going to see market volatilities. So that's why stay tuned every day and fill out our rate watch finder. I'll explain that to you in here in a second, because rates are volatile. It's like the stock market. One day it's up 700, one day it's down 700. Look at this. So if you would have bought, let's go to the U.S. equities. If you would have bought, you know, yesterday when the market was down 500 and recouped today, you would have made some money. So that's why we try to figure this out. Same thing with interest rates. If we could lock you in, if you could work with us and let us handle this for you, you know, we can help you lock in at that right time to make sure you're getting the maximum savings that you're possibly getting. So that's my report for today. Now, who am I and what do? I should put this at the front. I'm trying to get some clients of mine to actually do a testimonial about this thing. Okay, so I have a young man. He already texted me this morning. He said, Dan, you mentioned me in last night's video. So far, he has 90... over 90 different solicitation calls because I pulled his credit. Not because I pulled his credit, because his mortgage credit was pulled. Okay, so if you want to stop this, here's what it is. If hopefully you sign up for the do not call list. If you did, I did, but it's not working very good, but hopefully this one does. This is a service, I don't know who it's by, but it's a free service by the, I think it's the credit agencies. They're saying, if you fill out this form, we won't sell your data. Okay, so here's what happens is, they're called trigger leads. What happens is, if you're buying a house or buying a car, when the lender pulls your credit for one of those specific loans, now the credit agencies go crazy and they start selling your data. Okay, so this young man that I pulled credit 2 days ago, he's already gotten 94 phone calls. 94. If you want to stop that, just go to optoutprescreener.com. You will thank me. I promise you, you will thank me that you did this. This is going to take about 5 to 7 days to you know, click in. So please do it now. And then I would really wait maybe until next week if you're looking to apply for a loan. But if you want to reach out to us for some assistance, here's who I am and what I do. So I had that saying, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's right through here. I work at a federal bank. So you can go to therateupdate.com and find out more about me. I work at a federal bank. The cool thing about this federal bank, there's only a handful in the entire country that do this. We're also set up with 30 other lenders in our arsenal. Think of it that way. So you come to us and I got my products, and then I have products from 30 other banks, 30 other lenders. I can use their programs, their interest rates, their niche programs like down payment assistance and 2-1 buy downs and DSCRs and bank statement loans. All those we have access to. So how do you reach out? How do you find me and reach out to us? Well, go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right through there. Pretty simple. I won't pull your credit. I'll give you a phone call within 24 hours to answer any questions that you have. And then if you like the answers and we can figure this out, we'll move to the next step. If you want to schedule a consultation, you can do that right through here as well. Just give a, you know, schedule a consultation with me. Answer any questions that you have, or you can scroll down to the bottom. Now we have this, the site is changing over the weekend. This section is going to be pretty darn big, but if you have a mortgage now and you want to say, Dan, when the rates hit this, I want you to call me because I want to refinance because I can save some money. Click the Rate Watch tool and send you off to a section where you can just put in your information. It'll come to me. I'll plug you into a database. And when that rate hits exactly where you want it to be, I'll give you a phone call. And you better answer. So that's that piece of it. But if you want to reach out to me personally, you can scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's our 800 number as well as my email address. So you can call us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally. And a lot of people do this. Give me your question, your concern, what you're looking for. Give me your contact information as well. I'll give you a phone call. We'll chat about it, see, you know, if there's a solution, what that solution is, and then we'll get the ball rolling if you want. So that's it for today, folks. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. But right now, the stock market's still on a roll, and the bond market's staying stable at about minus 10 to minus 12. So that means rates will pop up a little bit, so we might see 6.8 by the end of the day. So that's what we're looking at. So I hope to see you back here at about 5 o'clock this evening to see how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. God bless. Bye-bye.